Welcome back. Understanding the rapture pool. Okay, thank you once again, sir. You're welcome once again. And we trust the Lord will use you to bless us as usual. But when you talk about the rapture pool, sir, what do you mean by the rapture pool?
Rapture itself is a pool.
Rapture itself is a pool.
Yes. Okay. You see, salvation is a process. And that is what people must understand. Salvation is a process. You know, it's a process whereby God comes down to harvest his own from the earth. The earth is looked at as a farm. The earth is looked at as a farm where God came down and planted his seed, Adam. And this is the way he put it in Matthew chapter 13. In Matthew chapter 13,
yes, sir.
He gave a parable. For the purpose of the program, let's get it from verse 24. Let's do that reading.
Matthew 13 from verse 24.
Yes.
Another parable put it forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field.
Yes.
But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way.
Yes.
But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the household that came and said unto him, sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? He said unto them, an enemy hath done this. The servant said unto him, will that then that we go and gather them up? But he said, nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest.
Until the harvest.
And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn.
Now see his explanation in verse 36.
Then Jesus sent the multitude away,
yes,
and went into the house. And the disciples came unto him, saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field.
Go ahead.
He answered and said unto them, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man.
Go ahead.
The field is the world.
Is the world.
The good seed are the children of the kingdom.
Uh-huh.
But the tares are the children of the wicked one.
Uh-huh.
The enemy that sowed them is the devil.
Mm-hmm.
The harvest is the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the reapers are the angels.
Verse 40.
As therefore the tares are gathered are burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world.
Mm-hmm.
The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father.
So he uses this parable using the analogy of a farm.
Yes, sir.
Where the owner of the farm goes to plant the good seed. When it's time for harvest, what will he come for?
The seed he planted.
Now, but by the time of the harvest, there's a process that seed will grow, and the process of it growing until it moves to the barn, to the store where the store food harvests. That process is what we call the pull, pulling from the ground where he planted the seed until it comes until it comes to the harvest. That is exactly what we talk about, the pull. Remember that Jesus Christ spoke himself in that's the story of the church in John chapter 14. John chapter 14, verse 1, 2, 3, that popular statement of Jesus Christ.
Let not your heart be troubled.
Yes.
Ye believe in God.
Yes.
Believe also in me.
Uh-huh.
In my Father's house are many mansions.
Mm-hmm.
If you are not so, I would have told you.
Uh-huh.
I go to prepare a place
now,
for
that
you.
Is the statement. I go to prepare a place for you.
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again.
I will come again
and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also.
Also, and where is he? How will he come to collect us? That process of coming to collect us is what we call the pool.
Very clear, sir.
You know, that's what we call the pool.
The process of Christ coming to collect his
us, the church. He uses various analogies in the Bible, various parables in the Bible for us to understand this process. And it is important that we know this because we are in a stage of that process that we should know that will help us position ourselves for the rapture.
The process of Christ coming to collect us is called the pool.
Yes.
Wow, sir. I'm already having
That word pool is William Branham that coined it, let's use it that way. According to him, an angel came to him and was teaching him how to fish. And I remember that Christ told Peter, I'll make you fisher of men.
Yes,
if you are going to be a fisher of men, then you have to be taught how to catch the fish you are looking for.
Amen.
And the process is what the angel told him. It has to do with the pool, you know, and eventually the various stages of the pool until you're able to catch the big fish and then bring him out of the water of the world. And eventually, of course, go home in the rapture. So he is the one that spoke. So you will hear him spoke about the first pool, the second pool, and the third pool. And why this topic, I believe you selected it. You brought me here to explain it. I believe it's because you are aware of the confusion within the followers of the minister William Branham.
Certainly, sir.
Of their understanding about what the pool is. And some even try to slot themselves into people coveting followership, arrogating to themselves
titles
and ministry. I saw one of them I read a sermon, one of them preached, it's in Lagos here, a brother in Lagos, somewhere in Shomolu, where he quickly hijacked a quote that William Branham spoke, where William Branham said what happened yesterday was the first pool, and that the third pool will now is a future that will involve the seven thunders and the rest. And they quickly said, did he observe if William Branham fulfilled the first pool, the second, the third pool, the seven thunders, will fulfill the third pool futuristic? He said, did they observe that the second pool is left? William Branham didn't say anything about it. And now he's quickly trying to squeeze himself inside of it. And except God gives you a revelation, you will think he's saying something. You will think he's saying something.
Oh.
And some of us are here to correct it.
Amen.
That is why, because this is a Rapture Watch program, and we are preparing the people for homegoing.
Hallelujah.
We must remove them from this confusion.
Amen. Yes. Wow. Thank you so much, sir. I was going to say, and now further light to what you thought.
Yes.
He said, the process of Christ coming to collect us is called the pool. And the process of him coming to receive us back to himself is called the pool.
You said
the rapture itself is a pool because he's coming to collect us.
Yes.
But just like you said, sir, you are saying process of Christ coming to collect us, the church. Yes. That's collectively the church.
Collectively the church.
But in William Branham's case, I think he was speaking of the individual. Isn't that right?
Yeah, the individual.
So are there different types of pools or categories?
Yes. You have to be pulled from the world first before you position yourself to be pulled to heaven.
Okay.
The church itself will undergo stages of this pool, and it has to do with a revelation. God dealing with the church corporate in the release of an anointing, you know, that position the church where it should be collectively like that.
Amen.
And each of these is, you see the three pools there, the three pools there. Now, there are three works of grace. We have justification, sanctification, and baptism of the Holy Ghost, which is also known as glorification. Now, there are three stages. It is the work of salvation. It's a work of salvation. That is what actually, eventually pulls you out of the world of sin. Now, and that is what Apostle Paul was making us know in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, 29, and maybe 30.
And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose.
This call, come to me, all ye that labor, and heavy laden, I will give you rest. The call, if you are called, see now the process.
For whom he did foreknow,
he
also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many
brethren.
That's
the destiny of a Christian. Now verse 30.
Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called,
when he called you,
them he also justified.
They will justify you.
And whom he justified,
you will,
them he also glorified.
The three works of grace are seen clearly here. Now, and the glorification is the process, it contains sanctification and the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you know, embedded there. Now, when you are, when that is, it is only when you now receive the Holy Ghost, that you are now totally sealed. You are out of the world completely. Now, but now see the process goes further. He has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Come, Peter, and I'll make thee
fisher of men.
Cast thy net on the right side. So there is a wrong way of casting the net, and there's the right side of
casting the net.
And so, if you cast it the right way, your net, your ministry will fool with the people. But the fact that ministry fool doesn't mean that everybody there is a fish. But that is another one in time.
Yes, sir.
So, now what it does is that when you go to catch a fish, you don't go with naked hook. Every fish knows that that is danger. So you have to put a bait, something that fish food, earthworm, there's a common one in the river where you go fishing by the river. Once you drop it, you are going for the real fish, whose name is written in the book of life. Now, they are of a different make. They are not easy to catch. They are very smart. You have to convince them. What attracts them is not miracles. Is they are not coming because of the food they eat, they will get. It's not because of frustration, that's why they are coming. There's something inside of them, they are looking for God.
Hallelujah.
They are, there is something, a void inside of them that cannot be filled with miracles, signs and wonders. They are, that void, they know, you know, like the heart panted after the water brooks.
Psalm 42.
Now, in Psalm number 42, verses 1 and 2.
Okay. As the heart parted after the water brooks, so panted my soul after thee, O God.
Now, watch verse 2.
My soul thirsteth for God.
It, my soul does what?
Thirsteth for
God. It's thirsting for God.
For the living
God. For the living God.
When shall I come and appear before
God? He's looking for God. Blessed are those who thirst after righteousness. They shall be filled. So, they are looking for God. They are not looking for a miracle. Because they know miracle can be impersonated. To catch that, well, you will come with the, you have to cause attraction. You must cause attraction. And when you throw that fishing bait, William Branham said the angel was teaching him. And it's not actually the angel teaching him, because maybe William Branham does not, it's a common knowledge among all fishermen. It was only calling his attention to it's only letting him know this is how fishermen catch fish. You know, so that you can apply that also in catching. So it's not as if people didn't know how to catch fish until the angel came to tell William Branham. William Branham was only being, the angel was using what was already in existence to let him understand how to catch God's fish.
Amen.
Okay. Because very easy for some of these followers of that ministry will say, who knew how to catch fish until the angel of God told William Branham and things like that. That would be wrong, you know. And so it's just like the Lord Jesus Christ talking about planting wheat and tares. I mean, it's not Jesus that was teaching us what happened in the farm. It already happens there. He's only using it, gospel according to nature. That's
hallelujah.
What, you know, or gospel according to science. And the message William Branham preached, the countdown.
Amen.
And you know, also, so it makes you really understand the process of salvation better. So once you throw that hook with the bait, the small fishes, small ones with their tail hardly even seen, they can't even hold it with the hand. They're the ones that rush, and they rush in thousands. All because they saw food. Now. But the big fish knows there's an attraction there, quite all right. But how are we sure it's not some of these false prophets is attracting people going everywhere? Like one prophesied that Anambra state election will not hold. And now they take health. And, you know. So the real fish won't go to such places. You know?
Amen.
Like those who parade themselves, they are prophets, and they prophesy that during one of our presidential elections, this one will win. This one, the prophesy will win, lost. The same thing with Trump. They talk, you know, all these ones, you know, the real fish of God would use all this to be careful where they go, you know. And so, the angel said, now, let him know that there is something there. Pull it a little higher away from where those fishes are. Take it higher. Can you see the pool? Pull it up higher.
Is that the second pool?
That's the first pool. That is the first pool now.
Okay.
That is the first pool. Then he will see, it's like there is something here. He will come closer.
That's after you have pulled it
away. After you have pulled the first pool up.
Okay.
Pull it away from
the small fish.
Those small fish, so that he can see something. He will come closer. It's like there's something there. Then, to make him come, you now pull it again, the second pool. That is when he will come. Through, there is food there to eat. Then the angel say, it is there you prepare for the third pool, because he is going to eat. In the course of eating, the thing will hook him.
Okay.
Then the third pool pulls him,
pull him out.
Out and permanently out of water, never Hallelujah. To go there again.
That
is the salvation. Every monumental ministry, I repeat, monumental ministry, we see it in the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Every monumental ministry, the ministry we have is the ministry of reconciliation to win souls to Christ. Every ministry, I'm repeating this, I'm emphasizing it for a reason. If God calls you to have a ministry, there is no ministry for prosperity.
Amen.
There is no ministry for deliverance.
Amen.
There is no ministry for prophecy.
Amen.
I mean, you know what I mean. Where you gather people and you are their pastor, and all you are doing there is teaching them how to make wealth, how to prosper. Or you gather them only to be doing healing and deliverance, talking to demons. Who are you? What did you do to him? What have you done to her? And the demon is talking back to you. That's all you do morning to night. Some say, I don't have, I'm not a pastor. We don't have church. We have ministry. Then one day of the week, everybody, they come from wherever you come, church. And there's nothing like that.
Amen.
Then they just come and then they're seeing vision for you. They're seeing this, and they say they have ministry. It's complete fraud. There's no such pattern. You know, if God calls you, then every member of the body of Christ has a gift.
Amen.
But this is harnessed together under a ministry of a pastor with teachers, all in that ministry, under the authority of a pastor. After the apostolic ministry, the most important, the highest office is the pastoral office. Why? Once you are given a ministry, now, the first thing is that God will do something to cause attraction. You see the pool now for Christ.
Yes, sir.
See the pool for Christ. It will start, it started with miracles, signs, and wonders.
That's true, sir.
Miracles, signs, and wonders. That is the first pool. The second pool was discernment. Now, that is the one that the second pool that will attract the real fish. Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?
Yes, sir.
He has heard everybody is following this man. The man is from Nazareth. Then his brother is coming to say, come and see whom we have found.
That's right.
That's the big fish. Nathaniel.
Philip findeth
Nathaniel. Nathaniel is the big fish.
Yes, sir.
Philip is another big fish. Has seen something, is sharing it with his brother because they have the same understanding. Come. And then he said, can anything come?
Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?
Thank you.
Philip said unto him, come and see,
because I know what you are looking for.
Hey.
This is real. This is not fake.
Hallelujah.
This is not like all those people who came up that Gamaliel was making reference to. Now, he said, come and see. Immediately he came, he said what?
Verse 47, yes. John chapter 1.
Yes.
Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and said of him, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Nathanael said unto him, whence knowest thou me?
Yes.
Jesus answered and said unto him, before that Philip called thee, when thou was under the fig tree, I saw thee. Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Thou art the King of Israel. Jesus answered and said unto him, because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree. Believest thou?
That is the discernment stage.
The second pool.
That is the second pool. The discernment. Now he comes. When he comes, then he said he pulls. That's the second pull now.
Yes, sir.
Now, when he comes, he's not coming to for miracle. He wants to confirm that this is God. Only God can design like this. So the gift for healing, for miracle, signs and wonder is the first pool. The second pool is the discernment that will attract the real fish to come. Now, when they come, you can say, yes, this one can pray for me. This is God. Yes, this one can pray for me. This is God.
Hallelujah.
Now, it is when he comes to be prayed for that this one is not fake. This one is not charging anything. This one is not setting up this ministry to make money. This man, only God can go this far and see what he's doing with the gift. This must be of God. He said, then prepare for the third pool.
Amen.
Now, what is the third pool? It's now the revelation of the word.
Amen.
That we make that fish now come out of unbelief. Come now to Christ. And that is why you see in John chapter 6. What did he begin to tell them? Verse 51.
I am the living bread which came down from heaven.
Yes.
If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever.
Uh-huh.
And the bread I will give is my flesh,
uh-huh,
which I will give for the life of the uh-huh world. The Jews therefore strove among themselves.
Confusion has started.
Saying.
Because this one is no more miracle, signs and wonder. For miracle, there is no argument. Signs and wonder, there is no argument. Go ahead. But when it comes to the revelation of the word,
hallelujah,
that is when you will see who is who.
Mm.
Even in the church, when it's time for preaching the word, don't you see they sleep? But when it's time for prophecy, power, deliverance, everybody is awake.
That's right.
Okay.
Verse 52. Mm. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat?
Yes.
Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except he eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life. And I will raise him up at the last day.
Now, if you read on up to verse 16, now read verse 16.
Many, therefore, of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, this is an hard saying. Who can hear it?
Uh-huh.
When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it,
uh-huh,
he said unto them, does this offend you?
Go on.
What? And if
he went deeper again in the word. Go ahead.
What? And if he shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before?
Uh-huh.
It is the spirit that quickeneth.
Yes.
The flesh profiteth nothing.
Uh-huh.
The words that I speak unto you, they are spirits and they are life.
Uh-huh.
But there are some.
Now go to verse 66.
From that time, many of his disciples went back,
uh-huh,
and walked no more with him.
Now see the big fishes now.
Then said Jesus unto the 12,
yes,
will he also go away?
Uh-huh.
Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord,
uh-huh,
to whom shall we go?
Who will we go?
Thou hast the words of eternal life.
The words of eternal life.
And we believe. And are sure,
uh-huh,
that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God.
That is the third put, it has now caught them.
Amen.
They can't go again. Where do we go?
Mm. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
So the first pool, the miracles, the signs and wonders.
The second pool.
The second pool, the discernment.
The third pool,
the revelation of the word, that catches the fish.
That is what brings you out of the water of the world, out of sin, and permanently keeps you with Christ.
Okay. Before we take a break, sir, the pools end at just three. Is there a fourth pool?
No. The fourth pool is separation.
Hey.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's dissect.
Because, he said it now, there has to be separation.
That's right.
Now, the fourth stage, after you have come in that revival that they all come, there has to be separation of the wheat from the tares. And it is an end time activity, an end time, because just before the rapture, the church, remember he said, let both grow until
the harvest.
When he will be coming to collect his own, there will be separation.
Mm.
Now, this is the church corporate. Global.
Yes, sir.
Corporate, universal.
Amen.
Something has to happen to separate the wheat from the tares, and it is an end time ministry.
Amen. Okay, I need to digest what the pastor has just served us. We'll be right back after this break. Stay tuned.